This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. European Union and British negotiators failed to reach a breakthrough in Brexit talks during a frantic all-night session. They are continuing negotiations today, one day before Thursday's crucial EU summit. Even though many questions remain, diplomats made it clear that both sides were within touching distance of a deal. Turkey is calling on Kurdish fighters to leave a designated border zone in Syria in order to end the Turkish offensive. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkey's Erdogan says Syrian Kurdish fighters must leave a designated border area in northeast Syria imminently for Turkey to stop its military offensive. Erdogan made the comments in the Turkish parliament amid pressure for him to call a ceasefire and halt its incursion into Syria, now into its eighth day. He has made clear Turkey would not bow to pressure and would press ahead with the military occupation until Turkish troops reach a depth of up to 21 miles inside Syria. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Surging U.S. Democratic presidential contender Elizabeth Warren came under repeated attack in a debate on Tuesday. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Elizabeth Warren was the punching bag in Tuesday night's Democratic debate in Ohio. Now that she's in a virtual tie with former Vice President Joe Biden, her 2020 rivals win on the attack. And unlike past debates, Biden was mostly out of the line of fire. Warren was grilled about health care by many of the 11 other candidates on stage. What did unify the candidates was that Donald Trump needed to go. Senator Cory Booker echoed those comments backstage.
We have to have a leader that can unify all Democrats, excite and engage the full breadth of our party to take on the biggest presidential challenge of our era.
Most of those on stage voiced support for an impeachment inquiry of the president.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. From Washington, this is VOA News. House Democrats are showing no signs of easing up in their impeachment probe of U.S. President Donald Trump, with another witness testifying today. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Before retiring last week, Michael McKinley was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's de facto chief of staff and a career Foreign Service officer. He'll meet with lawmakers as the probe reveals new details about unease surrounding actions by both President Trump and personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani toward Ukraine. A State Department official testified yesterday he was told to lay low as three amigos tied to the White House took the foreign policy lead toward Ukraine. Lawmakers who've been in the private session say the testimony so far is largely backing up the complaint of the whistleblower who sparked the probe, which President Trump calls illegitimate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's not backing down.
This is not a game for us.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hong Kong's four-month-old political crisis reached the halls of the city's legislature Wednesday. Chief Executive Carrie Lam was loudly heckled by pro-democracy lawmakers and forced to cut short a live reading of her annual policy speech. Lam later delivered the address on television. 12 bodies have been found at the wreckage site after a crowded migrant vessel went down in bad weather on October 7th. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
60 meters below the surface of the Mediterranean, Italy's Coast Guard has discovered an underwater coffin. 12 bodies have been found at the wreckage site of a capsized boat after a crowded migrant vessel went down in bad weather off the coast of Lampedusa on October 7th. The bodies of 13 women were found at the time. But many are still not accounted for, including a number of children. The UN Refugee Agency said more than 1,000 people have died in the Mediterranean so far this year, most trying to cross from Libya to Europe.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina. North Korean state media has released photos of leader Kim Jong-un scaling the country's highest mountain on horseback and suggested the display means he is considering a great operation. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
In what North Korea called a defiant message, new state media photos show Kim Jong-un riding alone up a sacred mountain astride a white horse. These epic images run alongside a gushing state media report that cited Kim aides saying they're convinced Kim is planning a, quote, great operation. Analysts say his latest ride up the mountain could symbolize Kim standing up to pressure over the North's nuclear program. Kim has said he's only giving the United States until year's end to loosen its stance on the North shedding its nuclear weapons. If not, he says Pyongyang will pursue a new path forward.
This is VOA News.